to another episode of European Unicorns, of Engineered Unicorns. I'm sorry. It's the third episode and it goes live on the 3rd of May, so this is very fitting. I hope this last month, April 2020, wasn't that stressing to you. It was certainly a weird month, even for me. I worked from home the whole month. I took some days off around Easter. I got a lot of reading done, as I've just found out this morning, because I wrote down my statistics for this month. I did have the goal to read 5 books this month. So far, I've read 7 books, which amounts to over 2,300 pages that I've actually read. And in between, there are the books of this podcast. And I learned this month that for me, audiobooks, if I don't want to use them to fall asleep at night, I need to get non-fiction books or books that are slightly in the scientific vein, which is true for the 2 books that I will recommend to you. So the 2 books that I will recommend to you are, for fiction, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell by Susanna Clarke, and for non-fiction, Laurie Gottlieb's Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. And I will also give you some heads up to book releases, and I will also talk about my first taking part in a readathon. And I have several reading updates, which I will blend into this podcast.
Hi there. It's now April the 18th, and I'm outside in the castle park, walking a bit, using the sunshine, and listening to a new audiobook. I just got Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell by Susanna Clarke, and it's a real long book. It's about 800 or 1,000 pages, depends on the edition that you have. So far, I quite like it. I'm still in the first chapter. It's about magic and is situated in Great Britain around 1800. But it's Britain where magic still exists. So I'm quite interested in this. I've had it on my TBR for quite some time. And then I was looking for a new book when I out here or finished Laurie Gottlieb's Maybe You Should Talk to Someone, which I highly recommend. And so I was looking into different books and just somehow stumbled upon it and thought to myself, okay, so it's 32 euros. That's quite a lot for 10 euros that I have to pay for my monthly subscription, and so I decided to try this one, especially since it sounds quite interesting and the narrator is quite good and makes different voices depending on the character he is impersonating at that moment. I quite like it so far. It's very, very fine and British humor, and not laugh out loud, but you smirk most of the time, so quite nice. Besides that, I'm also taking part at a readathon. It's my first readathon, and it's the Reading Rush Stay at Home readathon. And I already did 3 of the 4 Instagram challenges. I put up my shelfie today, which is a picture of my bookshelves. I also put up already a bookmark picture, and I took a picture of my favorite reading chair at home, because I mean my absolute favorite reading place is the window seat of the Milkman coffee shop in Edinburgh. But for one thing, I'm not in Edinburgh because I need to stay home at the moment. And besides that, Milkman coffee shop is currently closed due to the whole coronavirus situation. So And it's quite fun, the rediffer, I mean, not the coronavirus situation. So the readathon is quite fun because every evening, or in that case, for them it's around noon, for me it's evening because of the time difference. Every evening there's a Instagram live with BookTubers that I, in some instances, follow. Yesterday was with Jessie the Reader. It was quite fun because we read at the same time, and in the first instance, we did a little challenge where we should read and pick up how many times the word the was mentioned or used. It was quite a lot, and there was talking and stuff like that. And someone dared Jessie to do, I don't know, Ratschlagen to do. I don't remember the English expression, and you did it, he did that in a turn. It was fun. So I highly recommend doing a readathon if you like reading and if you like sharing your reading experiences. Anyway, I get along quite well with the readathon, though I do still read much less than I used to. Nevertheless, I have already crushed my April goal. I've already finished 5 books. Now I'm on to the next books. See you soon.
I already told you my stats, and let's go to the readathon. The readathon was the stay home reading rush, and if you didn't know what a readathon is, it's essentially some people all over the world find themselves together to virtually together to read to under a specific theme or topic, or just read whatever they like. And these organized readathons, they are organized by power readers or BookTubers. This one, the Reading Rush, is actually by BookTubers organized, and it was my first one, and it was about for 4 days, the weekend after Easter, and it was very laid back and enjoyable, de-stressing readathon. But the Reading Rush, the stay home Reading Rush, is actually due to this whole coronavirus situation. And so the Ariel Bisset and some other BookTubers organized this one for 4 days. Normally the Reading Rush is in July. You can check it out. They do have an Instagram account, they do have a Twitter account and web page. And so in July is the main event. It's about a week. I didn't take the reading prompts, even though I could have, and one reading prompt was read a book with a house on it. And I do currently read the book by Teacher Clune, The House in the Cerulean Sea, which came out last month. But I got stuck at 64% and I haven't read it for the last fortnight. In fact, I started at the readathon with Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell as an audiobook, and I really like it. I'm so far 75% in with Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, and I highly recommend this book. But there are some things you should know about this book, so I'll give you a summary about it, and maybe you'll read it, or maybe you will listen to it. I personally listen to it. So Susannah Clark, the author of Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, started writing this book in 1992, and she finished it probably about 2002 or something like this, and it was published in 2004. It's alternate history and a fantasy book. It's depending on the edition that you read, it's about 865 or 1,000 pages, and it won several awards. For instance, the Hugo Award, the Nebula Award, and the Locus Award. And you can get it at the American Library in Karlsruhe.
Hi there. It's F day, it's the 22nd of April. 2020. I'm outside, sun is shining, and I've just been to the public library. I picked up a book, and they have health measures in place, which means you have restrictions when it comes to work there. You can't do that. You can't even copy or something like this, but you can pick up books and bring books back. I mean, you could bring books back for the whole time when it was closed because they have this automatic system. But now you can pick up your books that you have put on hold. And you can also look around and get books or other media that you wanted. So that's nice. And I picked up my book that I had put on hold. What you can't do is currently go to the youth library because it's still under construction, which was planned for quite some time. And I'm also not able to go to the American library. The American library will be open from next week. It says 27th, but it's actually 28th because on 27th is Monday and they don't open on Mondays, so old opening hours apply. Anyway, I'm currently still listening to Jennifer Strange and Mr. Norrell by Susanna Clarke, and I'm about a third in, and I quite like it. However, I start to really dislike Mr. Norrell. At first, I find the whole story quite amusing. It's how you imagine aristocracy to be around that time, around Napoleon's time. But I quite dislike Mr. Norrell. While he isn't a duke or a lord or something like this, he's quite annoying and full of himself, and he doesn't share information. He hoards books, he doesn't share them, which I think is not okay. And he even makes sure that his pupil doesn't get books and hides away the books from him, which is, I think, not really productive. Anyway, in the first quarter or so of this book, there were a lot of stories within the main story. So going to be interesting how it goes on. So far, I'm not sure if I like Strange, but yeah, we'll see, because he was only starting to appear in the story after the first quarter was done. So I haven't come to an opinion upon him. If you look at him in terms of today, I don't like him. But if you look at him compared to Mr. Norrell, he seems to be not as full of himself currently. But this might change later on, so I hold my opinion until I have listened to all of it. Anyway, see you soon.
And I think because it was published in 2004, you will get it at most libraries. In Karlsruhe, you only get it currently at the American Library. There isn't a German version in the library system in Karlsruhe, from what I've seen. But there is a German edition. And you can actually also watch it, because there was an adaptation for TV by the BBC. And I was told by another campus radio colleague that the BBC series is quite good, so you might want to check it out. It's definitely available on certain streaming platforms. So, to give you the synopsis, it's a magic history in alternative England and Europe around the Napoleonic Wars. So it's about 1806, I think it starts, and goes till 1820 or something like this. And it follows two magicians, Mr. Norrell and Mr. Jonathan Strange. When you listen to it or read it, you get the impression that the first and the third part are quite different from the second part. They concentrate more on the whole host of characters, of the cast of characters, and the middle part, the part two of this book, concentrates on Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell and the relationship between those two. And the funny thing was, when I started out, I just thought Mr. Norrell is quite arrogant. But now, when I'm 75% free of the book, I absolutely hate him. He's really obnoxious and he's so mean-spirited. He's jealous, he's arrogant, which is probably part of the times. He doesn't think that people who are from a lower class can be his equal in any way. He treats women really poorly. And Mr. Norrell is, I mean, he is written that you don't like him as a character. And yeah, I absolutely hate this person.
Hi there. It's Saturday morning. I just wanted to give you an update to Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. I'm about 62% in. And I have to say, I really dislike Mr. Norrell. But the weird thing is, I don't feel any real connection to Mr. Strange or any of the other characters, which is quite interesting. Because usually you root for one of the characters or more. In this case, I don't. As a matter of fact, I kind of like Mr. Segundus, but he is not a main character. In any case, I consider that the women in this book are completely blonde as a character, which is weird because the author is female, so I would think that she would give the women in this story more space than she does. I mean, it's the whole book is written like it's from that time, so it's from 1809 or 1811, so back then women weren't that much in the society. They weren't really subjects of the society, so it's probably due to that, but nevertheless I would have liked more of a point of view of those characters in this book than they are. And I also found it interesting that I can't listen to it for more than an hour, then I need to take a break because you need to really concentrate on this book. So it's actually this way that I can't listen to more than 5 to 6 hours in a day. And yeah, I still have about 12 hours to go. Oh no, 11 hours to go, so that's going to be a bit of a stretch for this weekend. Anyway, I still like it. I still think this book is really interesting and it really lends itself to listen to it instead of reading, because even the fastest, from what I've seen on BookTube, even the fastest readers, I usually take more than a month to read this book, and so far I have listened to it for a week and I'm already at 62%, so I'm not that bad. And it is, you know, 900 pages. Anyway, this is it for today. Bye.
And Jonathan Strange, which only pops up close to part two, I think 30% in where he first appears. And I wouldn't call him really likable. This was something that really surprised me. I absolutely love this book. It's really interesting. And the cast of characters is quite interesting. And the stories upon stories, which are all interwoven, are quite magical. And fantastic and quite fun. And there was a part where I laughed out loud because they said essentially that it's quite easy to make a book review about yourself or a review about some topic or whichever you choose. You can make this review about yourself and what do you think and stuff like this. So I absolutely loved this part because it's true. Even though, and this is another part that I think is quite funny, because of the writing style and the way the story unfolds, you feel like this was written in this time where the story is actually playing out. So even now, I think of the whole thing being written in 1800, in 1820 or something like this, even though I know it isn't. It was published in 2004, so I know that this is giving off even today's points of view, kind of. But nevertheless, you don't feel like it. You feel like it's really, like you really become a part of those times. And this is quite the thing that I really like about this book. And it's kind of, it's magic. So, yeah, I quite like it. And I really hate Mr. Norrell. And I'm interested in how it ends and how all those storylines that are in it will, in the end, pull together. Because I watched some book reviews and they all said that in the end, Susanna Clarke, the author, gets all the stories that were separated all over the book, that they culminate in one story and one ending. So I think I will find it out in the next week or something like this. I still have 7 hours to listen to. So I highly recommend it. And as I've said, you can get the book at the American Library. And the American Library is even open now, this week, when I'm recording it. They opened the American Library on April 27th. And I'm quite happy that it's reopened. The youth library in the Prince Max Palais will open next week. They are still under construction, and the city library is already open, and the KRT library is also open now this week, thankfully, because I had ordered a book and this is on hold for me. And I almost finished the other book that I'm reading for work now, so I can pick it up finally. So that's a good thing. Even though they don't have their usual 24-hour pickup and stuff like this, they also have reduced times. But anyway, it's good that they are reopened, because I don't know about you, but me, it was making mad when the libraries and the bookshops were closed. The first thing when the bookshops opened was ordering a book that comes out in May, which is the fourth installment, the fourth part of the Mirror Visitors series in German by Christel Dobos. It's called Im Sturm des Echos. It will come out May 18th in German. And I think in May, the third part of the Mirror Visitor series will be published in English. But naturally, since it is such a well-loved series, the American Library and the Youth Library will get those. But there will be a waiting list, I'm pretty sure of it, and I don't want to wait. So I actually ordered the book in German. And I have to tell you, when you start it out in English and then switch to the German version, it is really weird because the names change. There is a character which I quite like, whose name is Fox in English, and in German they call him Reinecke, which is a German special name for Fox, Reinecke Fuchs. And it took me about a minute to figure out that they actually meant Fox in German, and so I was a bit put off by this. So I'm actually just at 18% of the third book in German, but yeah, I will finish it before I can go on to the fourth part when it comes out on May 18th. And I hope that because of the coronavirus, it won't be pushed back, because a lot of releases get pushed back. Anyway, while we're at it, another book that will come out in May is Defy or Defend, and it will actually come out at the same day as this podcast will drop at Campus Radio. It's by Gail Carriger, Defy or Defend, which is part of a novella series, and you need to have read the Finishing School series to actually know the persons in this novella series. Both series I really highly recommend, and I'm looking forward to Defier Defend by Gail Carriger. I also pre-ordered it, but I pre-ordered the ebook version in this case. In Crystal Debose, I ordered the print version because you can't just give it away when you have an ebook version, and so you can't also resell it or something like this, and I think this is not okay, especially if you have to pay the same almost the same amount. So I'm buying the proper book version, the physical book version, and then when I have read it, I will either give it to the library, to the public library, or give it to a friend or something like this. It depends. I've also got some pop figurines on that on the opening day of the bookstores, because if you do anything book related, if you have an Instagram account that's book related, or do BookTube or podcast, if you read YA or fantasy books, you need at least one of those pop figurines. And I get Professor McGonagall and Ron Weasley with a sorting hat. I quite like them. And the funny thing was also when I bought them and put them up in my bookshelf in front of my collection of Terry Pratchett books, it looked like they were supposed to be there. And yeah, funny thing. And I quite like them. I won't get that much more. I will probably get a Hermione Granger one. But they didn't have one at the bookstore that I liked, so I didn't get one. Anyway, the other book that I want to recommend to you is Laurie Gottlieb's Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. I do have the ebook, but I actually listened to the audiobook. And this audiobook showed me that for me, I actually need to listen to audiobooks that are either non-fiction or go in the direction of fiction that's slightly scientific. And I quite like this book by Laurie Gottlieb. It came out last year. It was published in 2019. It's non-fiction. It's the life story of her and how she found her way from first working in the movie industry and the television industry, and then switched over to become a psychotherapist. And this book is about her life story in LA and her patients and the thoughts and the process of therapy. And it's really, really interesting, I have to say. I quite liked it. I gave it a 5-star review. I'm undecided currently about Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. I think there will be between 4 and 5 stars, somewhere like that. But Laurie Gottlieb's Maybe You Should Talk to Someone is definitely a 5-star book, in my opinion. It's about her own process to get to her license as a psychotherapist. So, and she actually found this career relatively late. She worked for years in the movie and television industry, and she actually was part of the team behind the show Emergency Room, which you might know from the 90s. And then because she was behind the scenes when looked into the medical staff, she found that this was much more to her liking than the actual work in television. And then she made her way over medicine to psychotherapy. The book starts out with her having a new patient, and then she also breaks up with her boyfriend. And this breakup with her boyfriend leads to her to go in psychotherapy herself and get a therapist, Wendell. And Wendell naturally doesn't have this name for privacy purposes. She chose a different name. So this book follows her through her therapy. It also follows her from growing up and wanting a baby. And she also details how she got her son, then how she found her way into psychotherapy. And she also follows several patients that come to her. And this is interspersed with talking about how therapy works, how therapists react to patients, and she shows that it's deeply human and that when you go to a therapist, this person has her own life story and that you need to find the right therapist for you. And she tells quite a lot about her own reactions to some stuff that her patients do and don't do, and how they develop and how they find their space. And she also talks about how she goes through different stages in her life and her therapy and what it does for her, and how she kind of takes back what she learns about herself and brings it back into her own work as a therapist. And I can't recommend that highly enough. I learned quite a lot. And at the end of the book, there's a story about one patient is actually having cancer, and we follow her story. And at the end, when I listened to the ending chapter of this patient, I get also teary, which is unusual for me because I usually don't tear up in case of books or even TV shows or stuff like this. I normally don't cry. So this story for me to start crying or to be close to crying means quite a lot. So I recommended this book. So you will feel quite a lot. So definitely a warning to this. It is currently not available in cultural libraries, but it's definitely worth to be read and or to listen to. Personally, I quite like the audiobook. I also have the ebook, and the audiobook was then even cheaper than usually. And because the ebook is quite expensive, but it's worth it, I think. And coming to think of it, there was a thing from the World Economic Forum. I don't know if you have heard of the World Economic Forum. They do have a global risk report that I can't recommend highly enough. You should definitely read it if you want, but fair warning, it's really frustrating, especially because if you read the Global Risk Report 2020, there are warnings because of pandemics, and now we have one. Yeah, wonderful, isn't it? Anyway, to get back to the World Economic Forum, they made small movies about different economic issues, which you can follow either on Twitter or on Instagram. I'm pretty sure they also have something on Facebook or something like this. Anyway, I saw a story about female authors, and books by female authors are still cheaper. And what is also interesting is that books and topics that are something that women like are still rated less in a way. When you think about chick lit, romance books or something like this, they are considered by many people to be trash, that this isn't as highly regarded as literary fiction. And you see this also when you look at those book ratings, and like New York Times, or in Germany you have the Spiegellisten and something like this. When you look at fiction, and it's still the highest ranked authors and something like this are mostly men. And when you look at the book prices, books from men are more expensive in a lot of cases. And I learned about this by the World Economic Forum, so quite interesting and quite maddening. As a woman, I'm quite unhappy about this. So even for this reason alone, I highly recommend Lori Gottlieb's Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. And because it's also a really good book and it makes you understand people more. And this is it for today's episode. Next episode will be out June 7th. And until then, I hope you find good books to read. Maybe you do read Jonathan Strange or Mr. Norrell, or maybe you like more fiction. I don't currently know what books I will recommend in June. And as this episode and the last episode shows, I shouldn't say before what book I will recommend, because as I've seen with TJ Klune, I might stop in the middle and not read for quite some time. So I do have some ideas, but it's too early to talk about. So I hope you are well. I hope you stay healthy. Do the social distancing, please, because currently the infection rate is going back up when they lifted some of the restrictions of the lockdown. So you should be careful. Stay healthy and read. And I hear you soon. Bye.